Hey guys, what's up? It is William, the Opinion Updike, your opinion, opinions in general. I'm here with my best friend.
What's up guys? Positive Chuck Mockler.
And it's Friday, so that means our favorite segment, Love, Marry, Kill.
Everyone loves it.
First we're going to start up with some general NBA wrap-up. We're going to get into a little bit of a preview for tonight's game against the Thunder. Can't wait for that. And then we're going to wrap with everyone's favorite segment, as well as our Pacific Conference rankings. Yeah. All that and more coming up right now.
So, Lakers debut for LeBron James last night. They fell to the Blazers.
Not a bad team to fall to.
No, especially with how people were playing. Lillard had 28, McCollum had 21. Nick Stauskas off the bench with 24, 2, and 2.
Absurd.
Love it. I hope they can get that.
Do you think those are going to be Stauskas nightly numbers?
Sustainable numbers? Yeah, I think he's going to average around a cool 25. That'd be pretty tight. LeBron played fantastic. He had 26, 12, and 6. Do you think this is kind of a result that's going to maybe happen a lot this year? Do you think he's just like such...
his numbers?
He's just so commanding and good that no matter what, like, he's still going to get 26.
I think so. So there's something that I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like there's been this weird shift where, you know, last year, I don't know if it was because he was on the same team he's been on most of his career or what, but like last year we were talking about LeBron like a normal player, and this year I feel like the narrative has shifted to
how can this old man
continue to be this great?
Yeah.
And it's just 1 year later.
Yeah, people are still waiting for him to like plateau, I guess, but I think he's kind of plateaued, but he's just still the greatest. So like he's plateaued at just
at greatness,
all-time great status.
One thing I thought was maybe a little unnecessary, he played 38 minutes.
I think that's gonna happen a lot this year.
I just don't think it's necessary.
Agree 100%.
Like 38 minutes like in an opener on the road, I don't know, man. Like,
and they play Houston next too.
Yeah, and like he's good for it for sure. But like the question is just why.
Yeah. Why indeed. Josh Hart added 20 off the bench. Feel like he's not gonna be on the bench for too much longer.
What do you mean? I thought Rondo had a good game.
He had okay, but no other Lakers scored more than 16.
Yeah.
Other than him. Yeah, Rondo had a good game, had 11 assists. Lonzo went 2 for 7.
Rondo was also like a pretty efficient shooter,
which is not
what he's known for, but yeah, I don't know, man. I think that it's worth keeping a veteran in a starting spot if their contribution is still as large as Rondo's is.
Much like the Redick situation with the Sixers, which we'll get into in a second.
Yeah,
I liked your note here. Brandon Ingram had a pretty rough game. Your note's funny. Who is literally the key to this whole thing working?
I feel like Ingram is the X factor in if this thing works.
For sure.
Under LeBron's tutelage, he's supposed to grow to something else. And you know, he it wasn't awful. I think he still finished with like 16 points. And he got like 2 steals and 2 blocks.
Yeah.
So he's hustling on defense, which is really good. They just need him
to stretch the floor. He was 0-for-4 from 3.
So yeah, it's like, they need him to stretch the floor. They need him as a playmaker. Yeah, you didn't have like big assist numbers. I don't know, man. It's just so much of this team has to hinge on Ingram's growth.
Yeah. Weird. So even more so now they have these more established players.
Yeah.
Like it's like kind of a weird equation, I guess.
And it's kind of, you know, with LeBron there now, it's not quite a win now because they do have 4 years.
It's close, though.
Opposed to just one, but it's pretty darn close to a win now. So it's, I don't want to say it's a shape up or ship out situation for Brandon Ingram, but, you know, if there's somebody that they can get,
they'll get him.
Yeah, I don't think that he's going to be a piece like long term.
For sure. Another good question we have on here. Is there going to be a matchup where an opposing team scores less than 110 on this Lakers team?
I don't see it.
Probably not.
They're
going to have to score a lot of points to win every night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fine. And they will outscore. I mean, you know, obviously they're not going to lose every game, but I don't see a situation in which they hold a team unless they're like just an anemic offense.
Yeah, to like below 100.
Yeah.
For sure. Philly beat Chicago 127 to 108. Simmons with 13, 13, and 11. Embiid with 30 and 12. I mean, you know, not too much else to say right there. Simmons with a triple-double. But I feel numb to triple-doubles.
Yeah.
I know that sounds lame, but like, I'm just like, oh, cool. Another trip-dub. Like,
Yeah.
When it's not, I'm not saying it's easy by any means.
No, it's not easy.
There's just so many of them.
Also, stats are like...
Bah, humbug. Yeah. Fultz went 5-for-15. Needs to not be on the starting lineup.
I would agree.
Just put Reddick out there.
You should have your best guy on the floor. I do agree that he provides... I mean, he has more upside on defense than Reddick, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those things, though, where like they want him to get the experience and the reps in. You can still do that and not start.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can just...
You can still just play 15 and 20 minutes a game and not start.
Zach LaVine had 30 for the Bulls, which was pretty cool to see. Jabari Parker came off the bench for 15. This seems like a pretty normal... I think it's kind of like a Lakers team where it's like, is anyone going to score less than 110 against the Bulls? Probably not, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be tough. Yeah, I'd like... you have a good note on here. These are the ones that Philly needs to, like, crush.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we've talked a little bit about it on this podcast that I don't think that Philly is, like, the elite team that maybe some people are thinking they are. But it's going to be super crucial for them when they play, like, ho-hum or poor, you know, to, like,
your magic.
Those middling teams. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really important to make statements because that's going to, like...
They need a high seed.
Credibility. And yeah, and they also need a high seed if they want any chance of making a playoff run. Because if they play one of Boston or
Toronto
or Toronto or even I think Indiana in the first round,
not gonna
I
go
don't know.
Well.
I don't think it's going to go too well for them.
For sure. The Heat beat the Wizards thanks to Dirty O'Linux.
Putback with 0.2
with
seconds.
Point two, which was pretty tight. Ruined Austin Rivers' debut. John Wall played 35 minutes. Which is so funny. The whole reason you have Austin Rivers is so John Wall doesn't have to do this. I understand it was a close game.
Yeah.
I'm sure Wizards fans are hoping he doesn't do that too much. He had 26 and 9 points. Rivers had 9 points going 0 of 3 from 3. Maybe the reason John Wall played so much. Josh Richardson continues to just absolutely crush for the Heat. He had 28, 4, and 5. Really happy they didn't trade him. He was a guy who, like, we kind of talked about this, like, we don't know anyone on the Heat roster.
Oh, yeah. It's like, even looking at it, I'm like, who are some of these dudes? So, I guess just going along with the Jimmy Butler thing, mm-hmm. Dragic, Goran finished with 8-6-4.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
And it's like, he's just not very good.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, with Josh Richardson at the shooting guard position, that position is already pretty solid for your starter. I think for the Heat, they're one of the few teams that's like really in need of a point guard.
Yeah, Dragic seemed to kind of fall off. I mean, he's been in the league for a minute. Like, it kind of makes sense.
And obviously you have Wade on that second unit, but yeah,
Dwayne.
I think that's a pretty big hole for them right now. Oh, I mean, yeah, because they have how many big men? There's 18 big men
15.
On the roster.
Wall and Beal combined for 3 of 13 from deep, which is terrible. Otto Porter Jr., everyone assumes he's going to make some jump every year, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which some of it I put on coaching, but interesting to see from the Wizards. Great, fantastic game early on. There's 9 games tonight, so we're just going to talk about a couple of them. Warriors at Jazz, awesome matchup.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Iguodala is out, which I think we're going to see a lot of this year. I think the Jazz are going to take this one. I think is it called the Beehive? Is their stadium called I know it's the Beehive State. I'm going to start calling their stadium the Beehive.
It's the Beehive State?
Yeah. Makes no sense.
I didn't know that.
That's why their stupid signs have the Beehive on the highway signs.
Interesting.
Anyway, I think the Jazz are going to win. I think Gobert is going to absolutely feast on the center situation for the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's going to crush. That arena is going to be crazy. You got a score prediction?
Score prediction. I'm going 98-101.
Damn. Okay. Close match. You're taking Warriors
or Jazz?
I'll take the Jazz. Kings at Pelicans. What do you think's going on? I think Kings are going to win.
Really?
I think the Pelicans... No, I don't really think that. I think the Pelicans might just continue to put... I think they might put up another 130.
I'd love to see it.
That'd be awesome. I hope to see Bagley. I want Bagley to get some more playing time. I'm now realizing I'm weirdly a really big Marvin Bagley fan. It'd be cool to see Buddy Hield crush.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you. I want to see more Bagley.
Yeah, just play it. You have nothing to lose if you're the Kings. You don't have your pick next year, so you might as well try and win and develop your guy. Like, who cares? My prediction for this one, Pelicans, 127, Kings, 99.
Not even breaking 100?
Not even breaking 100.
All right. I guess I'll go Pels 115, because I think the second unit is just going to play the last half of the game.
Julius Randle going for 40.
and then, let's see, the Kings will manage to put up 100 points. It'll be 100 to 150.
I almost said 87 for my Kings description. Smoothie King Center is going to be rocking tonight. Coming up after this, we're going to game preview against the Thunder, and then after that, of course, Love, Marry, Kill. So, tonight, kind of some weird... We don't really know if Westbrook's going to play.
He's not going to play.
Everyone thinks he's not going to play. Doc somehow tried to break a story that West was going to play thanks to his sources.
Is this maybe like some sort of motivating factor?
Gamesmanship or something?
Is it like some sort of motivating factor for the Clippers squad to be like, oh, he's going to be there. He's showing up.
Yeah.
You guys better be showing up. He's showing up.
I think it might be, but I hope they don't have to be motivated by that. Like, I hope they weren't like, oh, Westbrook's not in there. Oh, we're good.
I think it'd be funny, though, if that's his motivation, because then it's just like he's their weird dad trying to get them to do.
Yeah. You never know.
Trying to do their defense chores.
That's really funny. No injuries listed for the Clippers, which is tight. Don't think Roberson's going to play for the Thunder, which is great. Also, Westbrook, if he plays, I'm assuming will be limited. Interesting note. Beverly is the one who gave Westbrook his current knee injury that he's had so many issues with.
Really?
Yeah. So there might be some.
I do. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yes. So keys to victory. This is just Adams versus our centers is going to be huge.
Yeah.
I think we're probably going to see the same starting lineup of Beverly, Bradley, Tobias, Gallo, and Gortat. Mm-hmm. Doc doesn't seem like a guy who's going to switch it up second game.
And maybe he shouldn't.
Maybe he shouldn't. Yeah. We're not coaches. We probably should be. No. Please don't take that seriously. I think it's going to be hard, though. I hope Trez can kind of, like, maybe they'll put him in early to tire Adams out and then just unleash Boban late.
Yeah, I don't know. He's undersized against Adams.
Yeah.
I think that the rebounding game is going to be so important. Once again, like, mm-hmm. It was.
100%.
I think that was a huge... problem against the Nuggets, obviously.
Yeah. And if it sucks because, like, Gortat, I think, is going to get dominated by Adams.
Yeah.
Like, he's strong and he can set good strings, but I think Adams is maybe going to manhandle him down there. So maybe we'll see like 20 plus minutes from Boban.
I'm interested to see the Boban Adams matchup. Like, I'm interested.
I take Boban in that. I take Boban against anybody, except maybe Boban's dad. Something about it. So we don't, you know, I'm personally fine with like Beverly and Bradley starting the game together.
I think that that's a really interesting defensive foil for their backcourt.
Yeah. Because if there's no Westbrook, they can put the clamps on Schroeder probably.
Yeah, on Schroeder and, you know, probably George too.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a little bit later. I just don't want to see them in the game late if it's close. If we're down by 4 or 6...
I agree.
No one wants to see both those guys on the floor.
Yeah, anytime we're down by 4 or more points, that lineup...
One of them's got to be on the bench.
Yeah, it just doesn't... It's just not... The offense isn't there. And it's not even enough. You know, I think we said this last podcast, but it's not even enough if they're doing great defensively, because they would have to stop 100% of
every
possessions.
Possession. Yeah.
And then it would be still net neutral.
For sure. Going to be interesting to see Shea on Schroeder.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting defensive matchup. Offensively, I think we all just want Shea to stay aggressive.
Yeah.
Like that smooth aggression that was working so well last game. Crazy efficient, which was awesome. What do you think is going to happen with Patrick Patterson and Paul George versus Toby and Gallo? That's a pretty big... I think a lot of the game hinges on that. Other than the center situation, I think that... Because we've talked about how shallow we are at the forwards and stuff.
Yeah. I'm interested. Who do you think they'll put on George? My guess would be Gallo.
I think, yeah. I kind of don't want it because I think George is going to destroy Gallo.
You would rather see Harris on?
I'd rather see Tobias on him, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Just from one game? The
first I did like Gallo's effort.
I really liked Gallo's effort. So I would be interested to see how he can kind of contain George.
I think that's a perfect word for it, because Patterson's not as a threat offensively, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of want Gallo on him. But if he can get some early stops and kind of annoy Paul George, Gallo, it could be a good thing.
Yeah, and I think if it you know, like in the man on man, I think that Gallo can probably hold his own. It's just going to depend on like the
switching,
the switches and like the how they come out of the pick and roll and stuff. So,
and their offense does seem to switch and run smoother without Westbrook. I'm not saying better by any means. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying they play a much more like fluid, I guess, instead of just like crashing the rim and all that stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
One of those two guys for us, Tobias and Gallo, has to have over 25 tonight, I think, for us to win.
Yeah, or they,
like, or let's say combine for 45 points.
Yeah.
You know, I think that has to happen. Terrence Ferguson, let's demoralize this guy. He was terrible last game. Like, I hope they just go at him, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if he's going to be in the starting lineup, we might as well just, like, ruin his psyche.
Yeah.
He played so bad last game. The bench was super weak for the Thunder in their game against the Warriors. They had 27 total points.
Oof.
The whole dang bench.
Yeah.
What do you expect from Mike Scott and Luka Bamute?
Oh, man. And isn't anything up?
Anything is better.
I hope that Luka Bamute doesn't miss layups. So
yeah, I hope that too.
If he finishes with 4 to 8 points, you know, that'll be a huge improvement.
We're partying. If he scores 10, we're popping champagne, dude.
Mike Scott, I just want to see him knock down those open threes. And
or at least take a three.
Yeah.
Didn't even take one last game. Nerlens Noel is going to maybe pose. I hope Trez is on Noel.
Yeah, I think I'd like that.
Yeah, I really hope that matchup gets exploited to all hell because he's just going to body him.
Yeah.
Like, I really like Nerlens Noel other than his decision-making capabilities. But that's going to be a matchup where I think we can exploit that. I don't know. What do you think's going to happen tonight? Game flow-wise and everything.
What's that?
Like, game flow-wise. Like, I'm hoping it's not as ticky-tacky ref-wise as last game, which might have been the worst officiated game we'll see all season.
I hope so.
Someone pointed out on Twitter that at one point the clock stopped for 3 seconds or maybe more.
Oh, really? I didn't
even
notice.
No one noticed. No one, not even the refs, noticed. It was right before we got that when I think it was Beverly or Bradley stepped out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
It was right before that.
Okay.
So the clock should have been reset and that penalty wouldn't have even happened.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and then there were some late calls and stuff. That was... I hope it's not that bad. I hope that with this starting lineup that they can kind of move more, like, move more efficiently and quickly on offense.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, that first game with this lineup, I like these guys. It was not my favorite basketball to watch.
I think... I agree with that. Yeah, like, individually, it's great. But they still got to coalesce a little bit.
Yeah.
The defense looked like, not overwhelmed, but just kind of like, whoa, like, where are we going? Like, a little kind of like chickens with their heads cut off, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope we can lock it down. We need to stay out of foul trouble early. That was really rough.
Yeah.
When you're a chippy team like we are trying to be, that can kind of collapse in on itself pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that. Like, I don't want to be, like, chippy annoying. Like,
You want, like, hard, no, just, like...
I just want hard, like, good defense.
For sure. You not, know? Like, ticky-tacky, like, pulling on jerseys, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't want Kelly Olynyk play.
Oh, God, separating shoulders. Dirty Olynyk, as he's known on this podcast. Offensively, I want to see these guys run.
Yeah, definitely.
We want to see that lineup of Shea, Lou, Tobias, Boban, and who was the four?
Trez was the four.
And Trez with the four. I want to see that lineup so much tonight.
Yeah.
You got a score prediction for us. You were pretty close last game, just reversed sides.
Yeah. Definitely not going to be as close this time.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah. So, okay.
He's locking in.
I'm going to say Thunder... 120.
Damn.
And Clippers. Actually, Clippers 120.
Okay.
And Thunder 110.
We're putting up a buck 20 tonight, you guys. Damn, that'd be awesome. If we win 10 points, we put up a buck 20. I'm into that. I am going to take the pessimistic role. I guess I'm pessimist Chuck Mockler today. I'm going to take Thunder 115.
Okay.
Clippers 101.
Oh, you're predicting an L.
I think we're going to lose. I don't want us to. It's not
why are you doing this?
I'm not saying it's I want Friday. To. We both predicted we'd win last time. It didn't go well.
That's true.
I don't want it to happen, but it's going to be interesting. Let's hope the boys in Red, White, and Blue can pull it out. After this next ad, we're going to be doing our Love, Marry, Kill, as well as a quick PacCon rankings.
Why are you abbreviating it?
I don't know. I wanted to abbreviate it. So who are we love, marrying, and killing?
Love, marrying, and killing. Should we save this for last, or well, we already started.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So what do we want to do? Do we want to do first game performances or players on the Thunder?
Let's do first game performances.
Okay, first game performances. You go first.
Aside from the obvious, I feel like everyone loved Boban. Yeah. I'm going to say I absolutely loved Trez.
Okay.
Not necessarily the most efficient game from him, but the energy and the vibe that he brought up was like immeasurable.
Yeah.
The stadium was psyched. He had a huge block. I love that energy. I think he's going to be such a key part of our identity, even not more so than Patrick Beverley, but on that level of like, he's going to dictate a lot of how the team is feeling vibration wise.
Interesting. I guess I could see that. He's definitely like a tempo kind of guy.
For sure. And when he's down, I feel like it's a very permeable vibe.
Yeah.
Same with Beverly. Marrying? I think I would marry... I'd marry Shay. It was an efficient performance. You know, it's a young love. But he looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to spoil mine, and my Mary is definitely going to be Shay too. Like, he just already looks like a cornerstone for this franchise. I'm ready to commit long term.
Give him the keys.
We're young, you know? Like, we're a couple of high school crazy kids, but maybe it'll work out.
It's going to work out. Killing, man, a lot of guys I would actually kill in this situation. I would kill Avery Bradley.
Okay.
Actually, no. I'm going to kill Patrick Beverley's possession late in the fourth, taking that three.
Yeah.
That was 14 like,
left on the clock.
Dude, that like, it felt like my heart exploded when that happened. I feel like you could hear the clang from like West Hollywood.
Oh,
it
definitely
hit the rim so hard. It was like, I don't know, he could have built a pretty big house with those bricks. That's why I love marrying killing. Who are you loving and killing?
All right.
Since we're in a polyamorous relationship with Shay in this situation.
Yeah. It's going to work out.
Very forward thinking, but also not because we're married.
And all in high school.
Yeah, and all in high school.
So I'm loving Gallo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm not ready for marriage because I just don't know if it's necessarily sustainable, but like I'm loving what he's doing. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
He's
that's a good pick.
Yeah, he's got the stroke. And I loved watching him try on defense, you know?
Yeah.
Like he was active out there, and he has good size, and he's like a strong dude. I think I'm ready to like maybe test the waters with spending a little bit more time, you know, maybe have him with a little more ball handling. We'll see, you know, like we're experimenting. It's, you know, it's not forever.
All right. That's a good one. And then you're marrying Shay.
Marrying Shay, obviously.
And then who are you killing?
This is tough.
There's
man.
A lot. Like it sucks.
There's a lot to dislike, and I really don't want to take out any of our guys.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants to, but sometimes you have to.
But I think I might have to go with the Prince.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
I'm unexpected. You love Luke Mbamute.
I really like Mbamute. This is solely based on first game performances, guys. This is not like I'm also not actually murdering him. Probably. I don't know.
It was uninspired.
It was uninspired, and it didn't, I don't know, it didn't invoke a lot of confidence for me.
For sure. Tough decision, but I can't disagree with it.
And I just think he's like, it still seems like he's in his head or something. Mm-hmm. So with that, you know, the late season injury last year, he definitely is more tentative around the basket and the rim.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like to my eye, he wasn't like looking like that much of a difference maker on defense.
Yeah.
Like,
he kind of faded.
Ether. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry, Luke.
That's our love, marry, kill. Now we're going to get into these quick PacCon rankings. I don't know why I'm abbreviating.
Why? No one knows what that means.
No one knows what it means. Pacific Conference rankings through one game. I think both of us probably have the Warriors at the top.
Yeah.
Warriors at the top. I got Lakers too.
What?
Yeah.
You have to justify this.
I put Lakers simply because of LeBron. Really? Currently, after one game, I'm putting LeBron right there.
All right.
Who's your two?
I got one for you. Suns, baby.
I almost put the Suns
going
up there.
Suns.
Because they look good. The bench looks good. Ayton looks good.
They're also the Warriors and Suns are the only two team currently with a dub in this lineup.
That is true. The undefeated Warriors and Suns.
This is definitely like an optimistic pick for me.
Not a bad pick. I had them at my second spot.
It's just exciting. So I think part of this, anytime we're doing rankings here, keep in mind that it's like it's partially based on facts and partially just like whatever we want.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, I'm going Suns at 2. What's your number 3?
I got Clippers at 3.
Same.
Yeah. Clippers at 3. We love it. Go ahead.
Oh, and so I have the Lakers at 4.
Nice. Okay.
Just
doesn't look right for you.
Yeah, it just doesn't look right. And you know, I think that I'm also kind of basing this on like early season, like through these first few games, and I do think that they have a longer adjustment period than maybe some of than any of the teams that I put above them. You know, I think that the Warriors and even the Suns, who are
they can just
new,
go.
It seems like they're gelling a little bit better together. I think it's always an adjustment period to play with LeBron. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I like that. I had the Suns below the Clippers, very close. Simply just because they're young.
Yeah,
but,
that makes sense.
You know, and then I think we both have Kings in the last.
Yeah.
Play Bagley.
Yeah.
Play the guy you picked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Goofy lineups.
I don't even know what to think.
I don't really know what to think about the Kings. That kind of wraps us up for tonight, guys. We got the Thunder tonight.
I'm pumped.
I'm predicting a loss. I really hope I'm wrong.
I hope so too.
coming up, we will be back on Monday. We'll have some tweets for you after the game and everything like that. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William, the Opinion Update.
Bye, guys.